This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is confident in its ability to handle anti-animal ag groups. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The livestock industry constantly faces attacks from anti-animal agriculture groups. However, Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO, said he is confident in NCBA's strength of handling these organizations.
And what they do is they try to convince the average American that they're helping local pet shelters. They're helping dogs and cats, and they're not. You take ASPCA, for example. Their commercials are on television every single day. Less than 2% of the money they raise actually goes to helping local shelters.
Using the one bite at a time strategy, anti-animal agriculture groups have made it their mission to chip away at animal agriculture.
They have figured out that the best way to end us or harm us is to take little pieces of our freedom away from us. That's why they supported Prop 12. That's why they supported Waters of the United States, because they knew if Waters of the United States was going to go through, it was going to make it harder for us to actually do what we do.
Of those groups who are critical of NCBA, Woodall said they fail to understand why the NCBA is so effective.
The one thing that they fail to understand is that this association is driven by its membership, and its membership are cattle producers. Matter of fact, we are the oldest and largest national trade association representing this industry. We're now starting our 126th year in existence, and it's because it belongs to the producers. Cattle producers lead this organization. Cattle producers debate the issues. They set the policy that we then use, and that's why we're able to be effective in Washington, D.C. in a way that no other group in this space has been able to replicate.
For more information, visit ncba.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.